You looked to realign things at half time with the introduction of a defender for a forward.
Yes. Reason being, because we had a forward gone back into the defence, and we wanted to have defenders playing as defenders. So we had our half back gone back in, full back in Dan Morrissey. So we wanted to get back our shape. So we put Richie McCarthy back in on the edge of the square, got Dan back out into half line, got Garrod back up into the half forward line, and got Graham off the pitch. So that was just the way it was.
Throughout, Johnny, you looked like a team that needed to find a spark from somewhere, get a break for ball or get whatever. It never came throughout that first half.
Sorry. No, we were looking, we needed something. We needed somebody to bring that bit of energy to us and a bit of a spark. And try as they might, we just couldn't find that, you know. And that's just the way it is, and, you know, nothing we can do about it. We did it. I'm sure the boys did everything that they could in order to find that gap. Like, you know, we did lay siege to their goal for a couple of minutes there towards the end, but ultimately it was just a step too far anyway, in any case. So listen, we regroup, we'll get over, we have a week to take a bit of rest, we'll come back and we'll drive on again.
The result or the performance, which would maybe disappoint you more at this stage?
Actually, the performance is linked to everything, you know. It's linked to preparation, it's linked to energy, it's linked to fit, to freshness. So everything is interlinked. So you can't have the performance without all the rest. So yeah, of course the performance was affected. It wasn't a good performance. But the rationale behind why it wasn't a good performance, we'll have to go and have a look at it. Were there elements of our game plan we didn't get right? Were there elements of our physical preparation, you know, where, you know, the last two games have just taken too much out of the body? We'll just have to go and look. But at the moment, I don't have those answers.
The old saying is that you learn maybe more in defeat than you would in victory.
You do, yeah. And we've heard that from a few managers during the course of the year, and I think they're dead right. You know, we will analyse the life out of this game from the point of view of trying to get any learnings out of it, the same as we would have any of the other games. But it's an experience for the lads as well. You know, this is our first defeat in 70 minutes this year, and I think that in itself will be a massive learning for the lads. You know, they don't like that feeling, and I'm sure they'll do everything they can the next day to make sure they don't taste it again. So hats off to our lads. They put in a huge campaign. Our round robin series has been hugely successful for us from the point of view we've won two matches, we drew a match, and we've lost a match. We've come out of Munster, and I think if you offered me that at the start of the year, I'd have taken your hand off. Okay, we didn't make it to a Munster final. Is it the end of the world for us? No, it's not. Okay, maybe that Clare dressing room needs a Munster title more than we need one right now, because they've been hanging around for a long number of years. They won their All-Ireland, they haven't won a Munster title. So, you know, maybe that was an element of it too, you know. Maybe they wanted that little bit more. So, you know, it's a reset button for us. We have to go in and reset ourselves now and get ready for 3 weeks' time, and come back fresh, full of energy, and go at it again.